This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I mean that sincerely. I appreciate you being part of the conversation. You have to be. I mean, you really can't. You can't just spew the party line. You can't just spew what you're being told on Twitter or Facebook or from the California GOP, the national GOP. You need to check things out on your own. You really do. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. After the break, intern Nate joins me. We're going to talk about millennial issues from a millennial point of view that you and I are usually confused about. I don't know what to tell you. But we're going to start with one that should just make your skin crawl. I don't get any of this. And I don't even, you know, I do get it. I do get it, but I don't understand why us-ins are letting it happen. The question of the hour is pedophilia sexual orientation? Let that sink in for a second. I thought there's a loony professor out of San Diego. It's loony. I think it's dishonest. But loony professor out of San Diego at the state university is teaching students that pedophilia could be considered, an alternative sexual orientation. Now, here's the thing I don't understand. How could it be an orientation? Right? If a guy and a girl want to get together, that's a traditional orientation. That's what we first think about, I would imagine. But I've never thought about it with a 12-year-old or a 9. I mean, we were talking about this earlier. We did a story about this 2 weeks ago. Where the one doctor was saying, hey, look, you know, the one psychiatrist says, as long as it's within 10 years, it's fine. And I said, I want you to think about what you just said. So a 19-year-old having sex with a 9-year-old is fine. Is that what you say? Because you said 10 years. Is there a minimum or a maximum? Because it wasn't in the original conversation. One of the students wrote that an actual topic we discussed in class today at the State University, after they had to watch an 8-minute Vice News video showcasing self-identified pedophiles, the question was asked as if this was going to be mainstream. And the photo shows a presentation slide entitled Pedophilia as a Sexual Orientation. That was an actual topic for them that they had to go through. I mean, I would have walked out of the class and said, you're going to be kidding me. I mean, come on, think this through. How many of you at 20, 21, 22 thought a 10, 11, and 12-year-old were pretty sexy? And it's what I keep going back to what I said about Harvey Milk and Harvey Milk Day. Some of you get mad at me when I say it, but let's just be honest about this. Why is he your hero? The man was a pedophile. Okay, an older man sleeping with 16-year-old boys, whether you believe in same-sex relationships or not, if it was male and female, you would have been calling for that person to be thrown in jail. But because he was gay, it was fine. He was a hero. Really? I mean, how many hits off the crack pipe do you have to take to have that make sense? and embracing pedophilia as an alternate sexual orientation? If you're going to accept, they say, if you're going to, this is where I think academia, this is where I think you're too smart for yourself. You're so smart that you're stupid. You're so smart that you just don't get how the real world works. You're book-wise. So what? The video showcasing pedophiles may well have been their platforming, right, to a professor who may be a self-confessed pedophile. Now, Vice wrote this article about Nickerson sympathetically portraying him as an individual who openly admits wanting to molest children as a victim of right-wing vigilantes. Conservatives have been warning for years that the ultimate endgame of every fetish, gender, identity, sexual being not merely tolerated, but endorsed would eventually be the mainstreaming of pedophilia. We've been saying that forever. Xander Gibb, an openly gay man out of England who comes on the show, says the same thing. He has been worried about this for a long time, that this is the direction it would go in. And once you start taking the stigma off of some of these things, nothing, it's normal, it's okay. To what end? Where does this stop? 2 years old? 4 years old? 5, 6, 7? Where does it stop? You know, it's funny. In California, there's a law that they put into place that if you're having sex on campus, you know, at the colleges, you have to have, and I still don't understand how you do this, and please don't send me any emails. I don't want to think about it. But you have to have continual consent. Now, I can be really rude and vulgar and funny at the same time about this, but basically, as your sex act goes on, she has to, he has to, whatever, you have to continually consent that it's okay to have sex. Now, these are two adults, if you would, knowing what they're doing. Well, what about an 8-year-old, or a 9, or 10, or 11-year-old? You're telling me they're going to have consensual approval, right? Continual consent? They don't even know what they're doing. And there's no way they're going to enjoy any of that. These are kids. Little kids. And if you're one of those people who think this is fine, don't listen to the show. You're a sick individual. An 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old cannot decide to have sex with you and that it's okay. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I am too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, dropping me notes, however it is that you converse through one of the many chat rooms that's going on. I do appreciate your time with us. I do appreciate the time that you take. But let us know what you've got in mind, what you've got going on, and how you fit into what we're talking about. So, you know, Mondays I call Millennial Mondays, and I do it for a reason. It's, a lot of us don't know, we don't understand. We don't understand how young people think. I mean, just be honest about it, right? Especially when it comes to Millennials or Gen Xers, Yers, Zers, whatever. I guess Gen Z is coming up. I'm told you're a little bit more conservative than the Millennials, but we'll see how that pans out. But, you know, maybe they come at these young people. They decide it's true and real and right, or they're being told by society. They're told by professors, as we just heard, like pedophilia is okay. We're telling 17-year-olds that it's okay to have sex with 9, 10, 11, and 12-year-olds. How does that work? How is that real? I want you people who believe in that, think about your daughter when she was 12. Think about your, I don't know, niece, your granddaughter when she was 11 or 12. You really think she can give consent to have sex? You got some guy eyeing her? Come on, think about it. Recently, a 2-year-old child was videoed or seen on video using a vaping device. You know, vaping devices now, I'm glad to see we're clamping down on them. I'm glad to see that finally the real information is coming out on how bad they actually are. But now we have a 2-year-old that was using a vaping device and kind of being egged on while he or she was using it. Intern Nate will tell us what is that all about? A 2-year-old? Were they trying to get it high?
I really don't care for this nonsense anymore.
You got to talk into the mic.
Hi. Can you hear me? Yes. So my mindset changed.
No, hold on. This is a switch under your right knee. Turn it on. This is. We'll bring him on in a sec. Did you get it?
You got it?
Hello.
There you go.
Hello.
The magic of the radio.
Yeah.
Oh, it's radio. Anyway. There is a video of this. I can see this. Right? I can see it happening.
There's a video somewhere. I
don't want to actually look at it. But it's a 2-year-old, and if vaping is okay, what's the problem with a 2-year-old vaping?
Okay, the thing is, vaping, I'm kind of on the bench with. It's like I'm on the fence. It's like, yeah, some people tell me it's better than cigarettes. Other people tell me it's worse than cigarettes. I just say to my friends that enjoy it, I only find out about this stuff is when they're using it in my school or my learning institution, and I just don't care what they do on their personal time. I really just want them to keep it out of my school.
Right.
But to be in prompt,
you know,
don't yell at the assistant. Don't kill the messenger.
No.
But, like, if I have to collect my thoughts and give it to you straight out, a 2-year-old who has just started life and has no logical idea of what a vaping device is, and assisting that 2-year-old who has no idea what they're inhaling, like, what are they thinking? Like, there's studies now being proven by doctors,
right,
that this vaping device, I don't know, Joe. Is it a good idea to put any fluid in your lungs?
No, I've always said no. I mean, here's the thing, though. You have to understand, even though I don't agree with it, it's legal. Is it legal for a 2-year-old? I mean, heck, if it's really good, what's the problem?
No. A 2-year-old, okay, a 2-year-old. I'm going to go into your other story previously after this. A 2-year-old, they haven't even learned the first words yet. They don't even know what no and yes means.
They don't even know what colors go together. I always joke.
Yeah, but like...
Right?
No kidding. But like, to put that in a 2-year-old, it boggles my imagination. This is one of those stories where I saw this, I just knew we had to bring it up, because this is going out of control. Like, teenagers, we have it bad enough. At least teenagers can get on the iPhone idea and technology and find out what they're doing to themselves. But a 2-year-old... No. Inexcusable, in my mind.
But again, this is stuff that's somewhat accepted, right? Somewhat accepted in the community.
Vaping.
Right? Vaping, how bad can it be? It's a lot better than cigarettes.
Blah, blah, blah. Right? The thing is, I frankly just have no problem with the vaping problem. As I said, I'm on the fence. Like, I have no against it. Right. I just see it as just something that you don't want to put in your body. And all I say to my friends who say, why don't you vape? I just say, each to their own. And I find it more healthy to go after a healthier hobby than putting something stupid in my lungs. And to respond, like, guess what my school had to do? they had to basically prop open some doors on our facility to keep students from abusing those areas with vaping devices. And I just went, thank you. I said, thank you, guys. It's your personal life, but don't take it onto my campus so you make me lose a door being closed. It's just... I had to make the announcement one time on my morning announcements, and I just said, you guys are getting way out of hand. That's it.
So more and more schools, I'm going to switch gears on you here for a second, more and more schools are banning Israeli products. And I find this is really interesting. So late last year, a student sent in at Dickinson College in Pennsylvania. They passed a ban against Sabra hummus.
I love hummus. I love hummus. What were they
thinking? My wife loves hummus, too. I mean,
it's one of the healthy things you can
right?
have these days.
But it was a resolution to endorse the banning of hummus from the Devil's Den. Students moved to cease the sale of the hummus because it comes from Israel. It comes from...
Wait a minute.
So here's my thought. There's no real reason. They say that the reason they do it is because they're oppressive towards women, right? And I'm thinking, so do you ban any items from Iran? Do you ban any items from Saudi Arabia? Do you ban any items for... I mean, there are a lot of countries that are extremely oppressive to women. Are you seeing this at the high school level?
The only thing my school is right now trying to ban is the use of vaping devices. But on this side of it, it gets... This is just stupidity on the next level. I am sometimes... I walk on the... Like, I hear this stuff, and I just don't have the stomach to deal with it. We need to fix this before my generation, at least, gets ruined.
By this stuff, yeah. You got to give them real and real issues and real truth to work off. We're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host. Got any questions for intern Nate? Hop in the chat room on therealside.com. Let me know. Let him know. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The evidence shows that the shooter was motivated by jihadist ideology.
It was an act of terrorism, and now 21 Saudi nationals training with the U.S. military expelled from our country after an investigation finds the Pensacola shooter a jihadist. Attorney General Bill Barr wants to see who he was in communication with, and Barr now demanding Apple unlock two cell phones used by the Saudi national responsible for shooting and killing three members of our military at the Pensacola Navy base in Florida. Barr wants to see if he acted alone.
After Al-Shamrani entered the building and cased the facility, he proceeded to walk around, shooting down his unarmed victims in cold blood. The shooter posted a message on September 11th stating, "The countdown has begun."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. All right, I'm sorry, I got taken in by the snakes on the TV screen. Apparently they're having python problems in Florida. I don't know, they make good eats or what? Can you cook python? I mean, is that any good? True snake stew or whatever? Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being, you know, part of the conversation. All right, I really appreciate the time that you guys spend talking in the chat room, sending me emails, sending me text messages, and letting me know where you sit on the issues that we're talking about. Now, you know, on Mondays, I have what I refer to as Millennial Mondays. I like to bring in a millennial, talk about some of the issues from their point of view, try to let you guys hear what it is that they think about, what's important to them, what issues that, I won't even say that's on their mind, but what they're dealing with on a daily basis. Well, the best person to have is someone who's already here and listening to me on a regular basis. You are listening, right?
Yeah, I have to be, or I'll lose my internship.
But intern Nate, and Nate's a young man who goes to high school. He's, I think you were in your last year?
Yeah, I'm a senior.
Okay. So he's in his last year of high school. And they have a different, you know, they've got different things coming at them, right? Not like when we were kids and what we were dealing with. So they've got different things coming at them, and they're having to deal with things in a different way. They've got electronics that they have to deal with. When I say have to deal with, I mean it's what's being forced on them or else. But one of the things that, and it's funny, he brought up something during the break, and it's a pet peeve of mine, and Tammy will tell you that when she asked me to go to the supermarket, I almost don't want to go anymore. I don't want to put up with the little rodents that are running around. And when I say that, I mean there's these kids that they try to squeeze between you. They try to, you know, I mean, is excuse me just not allowed anymore? Is it not being used as something that can't roll off your tongue or something like that? But it's almost like there's no respect for anybody of age. There's no respect for anybody who might be a little wiser than you.
Exactly. So with me, it's with my saying, each to their own, but respect your own.
Right.
Okay. To all my peers who think it's okay to bowl over Mr. Messina in the supermarket, you better be prepared to get a tongue lashing from at least me, at least. Well, there's something called time. And if you don't have enough, if a person's been on this earth longer than you have, you should at least listen to them, in my book.
Yeah, but what do they say when you guys talk about some of this stuff? And I know you do. What's their feeling with older people? Why do they see us as more of an impediment instead of something that could be in a positive light?
So, A, sometimes their upbringing is a little too sheltered, as I said before, and it takes them a little time to unwrap their head around the pole of privilege and figure out that they got to go and start doing things to make their livelihood. And then it goes into B, where some people just, they are so caught up in their lifestyle, they don't want to really leave it. And then it's like, okay, fun. But then there are some kids out there that actually we see where the rest of the lemming herd is going toward this cliff called imminent destruction through stupidity. And we think, you know, can we change this through our behavior? And there's a couple guys at school. One guy drives a nice little pickup truck, and he's been taking me home lately. We were talking about today. We're like, nobody these days, like, it's funny, speak about respect of the elders. Frankly, our peers sometimes don't give each other the correct amount of respect. It's like, yeah, you can disagree with someone, but holding something over someone else's head just for stupid, just mediocre, like, minimalistic things doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. It's a whole different animal when it comes to, and don't write me, don't tell me, you know, you sound like an old guy. I get it. We were more respectful in the 70s, but it wasn't, well, when I was growing up and where I was growing up, and maybe it's community, maybe it's ethnicity, maybe, I don't know what it is. But even today, you know, obviously you know what a nun is, you know what a priest is or what have you. And I remember back in the 70s, even if you didn't agree with their choice, or you didn't believe in their God or what have you, you at least had the respect, or you had respect for them. You understood what they were giving up. And I have a great amount of respect for people, maybe not have the same religious belief I do, but is willing to give up certain parts of their life or make certain commitments that, frankly, being a Christian, even a lot of Christians don't make.
Well, the other thing that, speaking of commitments and stuff, so I'll first go off on this other thing. I've had a couple people ask me who do you have relationship-wise, like in romance? And I go, no, I'm building my career here. I don't have time for that. And then they start, like, berating me in some sense. And I just tell them, stop. You're not helping yourself. You're not helping me. But then when they go in the military and they attack the U.S. military, my goodness, Joe, do not see me angry when my peers who don't know what it's like to wear a pair of combat boots and serve in a combat unit start mocking the U.S. military.
Yeah.
I will literally go after them in public and tear them down for it. Yeah, we sleep so peacefully in our beds because some 19-year-old to 20-year-olds are out on the front lines protecting us from these monsters.
There's no way to put it, too. They are monsters, no question.
We can't like, abandon them. I always say, U.S. military. They're so strong with the U.S. military because they have the motivation to protect something.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't teach the respect to my peers and the younger generations coming, well, they're going to lose motivation. And you do not want to have an army, in my mind, a military might, that doesn't have motivation to protect something.
Well, hey, I'm more concerned about the young people and what they're being fed in high school, what they're being fed for information, real information, what's true.
High school, there's a lack of emphasis on education and respect.
Yeah.
There's a lack. It's a serious lack. If I have to put it most plainly, we think it's just a giant babysitting program we go to from like 7:40 to 2:40. That's it. And no one makes a conscious effort to learn. Unless there's those nerds and geeks out there. I know, I'm going to get arrested for a hate crime. They out there, they take this seriously and they study. But then there's some of those kids that just make a mockery out of the whole school system. And kids like me, we just look and shake our heads and we say, we can't do anything to change them.
Well, but the mindset, though, the one that I'm always fighting at the school level, is this mindset that every kid has to go to college, every kid has to have a college degree. Yeah, and I don't believe that that's true. You know, we need mechanics, we need carpenters, we need plumbers, we need electricians. And I'm sorry, it doesn't mean they're any less intelligent if someone goes to college, but they don't need a college degree.
I had someone tell me something. Due to this political nonsense and biased college-level teaching and stuff, guess what? My very own, very good relative of mine told me something. College degrees more now look like high school diplomas, more or less. Which is insane. Like, you go to college, you can get a higher thing. But also going into, like, going to college, it's not for everybody. Like, you can enlist in the military after high school. There's some of my friends that want to go in the Marines. I wish them best luck, and I thank them for their future service if they do go in. But the thing is, I have to tell those teachers that sometimes thump resoundingly on the college idea. Yeah, it's a good idea, but you got to come down to our level and look at our weaknesses and benefits and, like, strengths and see if college is actually a good idea. But the funny thing is, the more you pound it and the more the person's more set on, I don't know if college is such a good idea, you're just going to, in my mind, help that student create a giant, giant distaste for going to a higher education. Higher education is if you want to better your life. Some people can work around that and better their lives through other things. College is not for everyone. And as I said before, Joe, each to their own.
Well, college is not for everyone, but I got news for you. You know, the surgeon that works on me someday, I'd like them to go to college. But my point, though, is more so that we're turning young people off to education because we're telling them, young people who may not really feel connected or don't have a good time in education, we're telling them they have to go to college, and that just turns them off to everything instead of helping them with, you know, work with their hands, find their passion, if you would. That's part of what you're doing here. You're trying to find your passion. You're trying to find what it is that turns you on.
Tell my peers right now, if there's any of them listening, work with your hands and go into probably get an internship with someone that uses their hands because, hey, if you're not the brightest, sharpest tool in the shed, at least you got these two things on the end of your arms that you can bake, create, mold, something.
Well,
you're not limited to college education.
Right.
Like, look, I know this.
That doesn't necessarily have anything to do with your IQ level, because some people just don't like to learn. I mean, when it comes to working with your hands, designing cars, working on cars, trucks, whatever, you know, a lot of that is having a mechanical aptitude.
Hey, but Joe, I know a millionaire nearby who lives near my house. He doesn't even know how to. He had to teach himself how to read and write.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you make $1 million and be totally illiterate. That's anyway, funny. We got to go for a break. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Intern Nate will be back with us. He's here once a week, Millennial Mondays. Well, he's actually here more than once a week, but he's on Millennial Mondays. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Bye bye, everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceuticals. Companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hey guys, it's Sue Kosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Just being engaged, being involved, doing the right thing. And sincerely, I do really appreciate it. And again, you've got to get involved in the conversation. I have to know what you're thinking. You have to know how we come to the decisions we come to. That's the only way you can have a real conversation. Otherwise, you're guessing. You're assuming. I don't know about you guys, but, you know, assuming has gotten me in a lot of trouble over the years. But hopefully you're not doing the same thing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, let's jump. I mean, seriously. I can't believe some of the stuff that's being thrown at us, right? Some of the stuff we're having to deal with on a school level, education, at work, wherever. Somebody sent me a list of the 10 most heinous stories this year. I don't know if I agree with them all, but to a big degree, I do. Some of the stuff that has gone on that our teachers, that you, we've allowed it to take place at our universities, at our colleges and schools because we don't push back. We don't fight. We don't make any noise. But we don't want to make any noise. We don't want our kids to be embarrassed. Whatever, whatever, whatever. I don't get any of it. Sorry. You know, we did a story a while back about Judicial Watch and True the Vote. And how there was, I don't know what there was, 1.3 million votes in California that should have been counted, should have taken place. Let me rephrase that. Should not have, not should have, should not have. Because they're duplicate votes. People have moved out of state. People have died, right? Or they moved to a different county. But L.A. never cleaned it up. They never cleaned it up properly. Finally, a judge stepped in and said, no, you've got to clean it up. You've got to do it the right way. And now you're looking at this, and I heard today in the fine print of the original ruling for the Registrar of Voters in L.A. to clean it up was 2 years, and they're coming up on the 2 years. And what he likes to say, or they like to say, is they're still working on it. And that's great, and that's wonderful. But what happens after the 2 years? Does the judge dismiss it? Does he get somebody else in? Does he force someone else to go in and clean up? Because that in and of itself is 1.3 million votes, right? Potentially. But the Judicial Watch found another 2.5 million extra registrants on voting rolls and says five states need to clean it up, or they're gonna sue them. They're gonna go after them too. And one of the most important things we can do is make sure those rolls are cleaned up. You know, if you live in an apartment complex, let's say there's 15 apartments there. When the apps are dropped off, when the ballots are dropped off, if you got 143 ballots coming in, you may have a problem, don't you think? Now, somebody told me today that California, because of the way it changed its voting process, has pretty much changed everybody to absentee ballots. Now, I don't know how true that is, so I don't want you to run with it. What I've checked is a good amount of people who were not absentee voters before are now absentee voters, and they don't know how or why. So that kind of would back that up. So the state has decided you are now an absentee ballot voter. They've consolidated polling places, places to obviously go vote, so that you don't have 15 polling places in an area, some pretty close to your home where you could walk to. Now they've made it so that you go to one big warehouse, and that's where it's happening. That's exciting too, isn't it? So, again, one of the most important things we can do this year is clean it up. Four states, pound on states to clean this up. Now, I don't know if you guys knew it, but back in 1993, there was a National Voter Registration Act that was put in place, and that part of that was to clean up the voter rolls. Look, if you got, and we did these stories last year, if you've got somebody that's 160 years old and they're still voting, there's a problem. Either that or I want to know where they live. I don't know what they're eating. I don't know what air they're breathing. But there's some common sense that needs to be used here. And support groups like this, Judicial Watch, for instance, True the Vote's another one. Now, Judicial Watch has sent notices of violation letters to 19 large counties in five states. They say they intend to sue unless the state takes steps to comply with the law and remove ineligible voter registrations. They've got 90 days to comply or else. Now, again, they may say we don't have the equipment to do it, we don't have the people to do it, we can't make it happen. Too bad. You let it get this crazy, clean it up. Now, they go on to say, despite their successful litigation to bring counties and states into compliance, voter registration lists across the country still remain significantly out of date. You know, these people don't really care about the votes. They don't care. You know, some of these state registrants or registrars, Because most of the time, these votes that go sideways, these votes that are stolen, these votes that are fraudulent, they don't go for Republicans. Come on, just be honest about it. They don't go for Republicans. According to their analysis and the data released by the U.S. Election Assistance Commission, 378 counties nationwide have more voter registrations than citizens old enough to vote. These 378 counties combine to about 2.5 million registrations. That's well over the 100% registration mark. Now, the previous year or 2 years that they worked on it, they've been able to bring it down by about a million. It's still too many. Right? When you think about this, it's still too many. I mean, again, we keep talking about how important the vote is. But if you've got dead people voting, you've got people that shouldn't be voting, people voting in two or three counties, they're wiping out my vote. They're nullifying my vote if we're not on the same page. It's not right. The San Diego County removed 500,000 inactive names from voter rolls, and that followed a settlement that these people made with them. Right, and then Los Angeles County, San Diego, still has a registration rate of 117%, has one of the highest registration rates in the country. Now, Judicial Watch attorney Robert Popper, he's the director of Election Integrity Initiative. In the latest round of warning letters, he says he explains that the implausible high registration rates, they raise legal concerns, and they want them cleaned up. Why do you think that somebody who handles the registrations for voting wouldn't want clean and good rolls? Why do you think? Judicial Watch went on to say that they found major voting issues in California, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Virginia, and Colorado. And the following counties have excessive registration rates. And they failed to cancel sufficient numbers of ineligible registrations. I mean, California alone has, 11 counties. And they're not little counties. They're big. San Francisco, San Diego, Orange County. Big counties. And this is a big deal. Pennsylvania's got, 4 big counties. It really, you talk about Hillary Clinton, what did she win? They said she won by 2 million votes. And California basically made up the majority of those votes. Yeah, California's got, just in L.A. County alone, 1.5 million registered voters that shouldn't have voted. What if we threatened that the questionable voters, not the vote they cast, but the voters, what if we said their votes weren't going to count? They're going to bucket somewhere else. And they'll say, no, it's better that we count, votes that may or may not be real, as opposed to taking a vote away from somebody. Well, you're taking a vote away from me, the valid voter. You're taking my vote away when you allow people who don't deserve to, or shouldn't be, or don't have a right to vote. It ain't right. It's that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now listen up good. So we still have a lot of things going on. One of them is the Katie Hill debacle. There were a bunch of us that were involved, I would say a bunch, probably half a dozen of us, involved in helping her find her way out of Congress. I'll leave it at that. And now she's coming after a bunch of us to try to make us pay for that moment. So head up to the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. If you go to therealside.com/helpshow, you'll see that there's a place there where you can donate some money to help with the potential legal fees that we're thinking we might see. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. You've been listening to The Real Side.